The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Health, flu season in the U.S. is the most intense it's been in at least 15 years. The U.S. winter virus season is in full force and by one measure, is the most intense in 15 years. One indicator of flu activity is the percentage of doctor's office visits driven by flu-like symptoms. That number was clearly higher than the peak of any winter flu season since 2009 to 2010, when a swine flu pandemic hit the nation. According to data posted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. Of course, other viral infections can be mistaken for flu. But COVID-19 appears to be on the decline, according to hospital data and CDC modeling projections. Available data also suggest another respiratory illness, RSV, has been fading nationally. The flu has forced schools to shut down in some states. The Godley Independent School District, a 3,200-student system near Fort Worth, Texas, was closed for 3 days after 650 students and 60 staff were out. Jeff Meter, a district spokesman, said the vast majority of illnesses there have been flu, plus some strep throat. He called it the worst flu season he could remember. So far this season, the CDC estimates, there have been at least 24 million flu illnesses, 310,000 hospitalizations, and 13,000 deaths, including at least 57 children. Traditionally, flu season peaks around February. Overall, 43 states reported high or very high flu activity. Flu was most intense in the South, Southwest, and Western states. In Rochester, New York, the flu season has been intense but not necessarily worse than at the peak of other years, said Dr. Elizabeth Murray, a pediatric emergency medicine doctor at the University of Rochester Medical Center. U.S. health officials recommend that everyone 6 months and older get an annual flu vaccination. To avoid seasonal viruses, doctors say you should avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth because germs can spread that way. You should also wash your hands with soap and water, clean frequently touched surfaces, and avoid close contact with people who are sick. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.